brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are joined by Lindsey Williams for another 30 minutes, and I know we've got callers lined up for quick questions for him. Lindsey, finish up your Obama story. I mean, he did look like he was cowed. That's actually what I said last week, is that he appeared intimidated by Romney, and I chalked it up to arrogance, used everybody groveling to him for 4 years to have a corporate vampire like Romney on him. A charming vampire, as my wife calls him, he couldn't handle it. But I know your source says that Obama's been double-crossing him. How has he been double-crossing him?
Well, the word that you used, Alex, intimidated, is the understatement of the year. Obama was literally scared stiff while he was on that platform because of what was said. And I'm going to, all of you out there now, have those pencils and paper ready. I'm going to list the three items that literally scared Mr. Obama into losing his place, being completely out of order, and not being able to keep himself. You know, Alex, it's been, let's see. The last time I had the privilege of being on your show was March the 25th. I looked it up on my calendar here a moment ago. There's been so many briefings these people have given me since then. I just have so much to tell your people. You bear with me. There's so much I'd like to say. Anyway, number one, two, and three, here they are. You remember back when the Cross-Canada pipeline was canceled? I was in touch with my elite friend just after that, and he was livid. He was so mad at what this man had done. And then it was only a few weeks after that that he said to me, he said, Chaplain, if we old or elite, now please distinguish between the two. I know the men who are in their 70s and 80s. And by the way, I've been put in touch with some more here recently, Alex, but not just the one you know now. There's some others that are talking, too, who are in their 70s and 80s. Now, the younger elite have a little bit different slant on things. The older elite, if they have anything to do with it whatsoever, Mr. Folks, please catch this. If the older elite have anything to do with it, Mr. Obama will not become the next president of the United States of America. He canceled out on the Cross-Canada pipeline and literally made enemies out of all of them. Number two, now go back, please. I want you to go back and listen to that presidential debate last week.
Sure, so he did that.
Hear this. At the time, you didn't even know what you were hearing, but I knew what was going to be said. You remember the expression that Mr. Romney made about Dodd-Frank bill. Please, you cannot imagine how important that is to the elite. Obama had helped to double-cross them in the Dodd-Frank bill. You've got to go back and look this up. Number three, you notice that Mr. Romney talked about production of American oil and how that Obama would not allow that to take place in many oil pools in America. Now, this is so significant because when they create the mass chaos that they're creating in the Middle East, they must be able to come back to America at $150 a barrel for crude oil and produce it from these very fields that Mr. Obama would not let them go through with instituting during his last 4 years. And as a result, the elite are so angry over this until Romney literally scared Mr. Obama stiff.
Yeah, that's why he was freaked out. You even said that on 6 months ago, that they were mad over the pipeline and mad over those other issues. And that was the thing. Romney was there delivering Obama a message.
Oh, he sure was. He was telling him things that literally scared him stiff. Not really.
Because because Obama knew, this is amazing analysis, that these are messages he'd already been given to the grapevine, and here's Romney aggressively staring him down the whole time, telling him the stuff and saying, listen, my sons lie too, calling him son. Did you see that? It's just amazing. Well, I really concur with what your source is saying. Amazing. Well, then here's the $64 billion question. Why would Obama, who's bought and paid for by the globalists, be going against him? I think you're saying there's a fissure in the elite. Let's look at that and take phone calls straight ahead with Lindsey Williams. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, we've only got Lindsay for another 12, 13 minutes. I promised to go to some calls. I may have to hold them in the next segment. We have another guest coming in studio to give us inside take on what the elite are up to as well. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. If you want to call and get the DVD breakdown film that Lindsay has produced, Secrets of the Elite, 888-799-6111, prophecyclub.com. Lindsay doesn't have an official website, but there's a fan site that has a lot of his material up on it, lindsaywilliams.net. Net or 888-799-6111 to call and get his new audio CD and DVD film, prophecyclub.com. We don't sell it, but we do endorse the research and the sources he has because they've been proven quite accurate. I promise to go to these calls. So just in quick answers, to recap, because some stations just joined us, the three reasons the elite mad at Obama and the message he was being sent, then what it means, briefly, that they're selling more derivatives into the market with banker bailout money, QE Unlimited. And you said 2 years ago, Middle East will go up in flames, but that's a diversion. Watch China. Since then, they've masked the ships. They admit that the new focus of the Pentagon is China. I mean, it's all happening. So your source, former CEO of a major big three oil company, is certainly getting some good intel. But just real fast, cover those points.
In 35 years, I've never been told one thing by the elite that it didn't happen exactly like they said it was going to take place. Obama was scared stiff the other day, and that's the reason he just literally stumbled all over himself. If the older elite have their way, he will not be the next president of the United States of America. And don't call me a prophet when Election Day comes around. It's just because they gave me information. Three things that they are irate over him about. The cross-Canada pipeline, and by the way, it will go through if Romney gets in. Number two, the Dodd-Frank Act will be rewritten if Romney gets in. And number three, the production of American oil. You haven't seen anything yet. There's a huge oil field under Denver, Colorado they want to open up. The Bakken field of North and South Dakota and Montana, if anybody wants a job, you better get up there quick. You've never seen the like of literally a mad rush. By the way, Liberty Rig at Prudhoe Bay, they stopped drilling temporarily. They've got to wait until they create enough mass chaos in the Middle East to get the price
sure.
to $150.
Sure, they've got all the gas wells turned off or down to nothing right now, too. They're waiting. That's the word from inside. Now, again, China, what's going on with it on the radar?
China is in big, big, big trouble. Mr. Fromm, before he ever died, used the expression. He said, China is the big one. Watch China more than North and South Korea. Watch China more than Israel in the Middle East. He said, watch China. This is where the action's going to come from. China is in drastic trouble. They have riots. Can you imagine Walmart or Target without any product on the shelf marked made in China? Folks, you had better take notice to what Mr. Fromm told me back a year and a half ago before he ever died. China has already said we'll allow our currency to float from 0.5 to 1. This was on April the 14th of 2012. Anytime they want to, they can double the price of every product in Walmart and Target marked made in China. You better pay attention to what China is doing. Again, the Middle East, you've never seen such chaos. I've given the next nations that are going to be taken over. You know what happened in Egypt, then in Libya, and now, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood will be given all of these. This is where Mr. Obama comes in relationship to where he double-crossed the elite because he wanted the cross. He did not want the cross-country Canadian pipeline, his elite friends. His
so there's truth to that they have the deal to only buy the oil from the Arabs if they keep buying the dollar. Obama's keeping the old Kissinger deal. And you said this a couple years ago that this would happen, and it has started. And so there is a fight. You're saying he really is double-crossing the West with the Arabs.
He positively has double-crossed them, and this was the way that my elite friend put it one day. He was so angry on the telephone, and we were talking about the cross-Canada pipeline and the American production of oil, and he sent me some emails on it. He said, Chaplain, I'm using his exact words. He said, he's a Muslim. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, in favor of his Muslim Brotherhood friends, he canceled out on the cross-Canada pipeline and double-crossed us, and he said he can't get by with this. Folks, this is more...
Yeah, but see, that's the larger globalist plan. They're going to double-cross the old American elite. By old, I mean people that still think it's a global empire, but that we run it for China and the Middle East, and they're all going to get allied. I'm telling you, the globalists are going to destroy this country. This is larger than that. Let's go to phone calls as promised. Lindsay, we've got to get you back up sometime this week for another hour. We'll talk during the break about when that is, but you're on fire with this info. I've never heard you so on fire. This is the best interview we've ever done. I know you've got tons of more data that really integrates in with my intel. Brendan in Wisconsin, you're on the air with Lindsay Williams.
Hi, Alex. This is a friend of yours from down in Chantilly, and I do have something for Lindsay regarding the elite. I was just wondering if I could shamelessly plug Prison Planet free membership giveaway tonight and matching Money Bomb donations. Is that okay?
Well, sure. Thank you, sir. Do you have a question for Lindsay?
I do, and it involves price fixing as far as diesel goes. Back in 2006, when I was listening to your show, and I think you had John Williams on, and he said they're going to cease producing M3 monetary levels. And right around that time, also, the gas prices spiked. I'm sure most people remember it. And diesel, for the first time, was more expensive, being a less refined fuel, and I own a diesel, more expensive than regular gasoline. And I was wondering if that was almost like a hidden tax on all transport to further debase the currency, if he had ever heard anything about that. And then if I could plug Michael Murphy from Why in the World Are They Spraying is coming to Madison tonight, and I was going to give away a ton of memberships. So,
yeah, I don't really understand what you mean by giveaway PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, but I appreciate your call and your support, sir. We got to move quick here. Lindsay, his question about diesel.
Proportionately, gasoline and diesel will go up every month proportionally to the devaluation of the dollar of $30 billion that the Federal Reserve is pulling out of thin air and buying mortgage-backed securities. You will see a monthly depreciation, just as you saw it happen the day that he made that announcement. The gasoline did not go up. The value of your currency went down.
Absolutely. And the media will never say that. It's always speculators or a refinery's out or, you know, gremlins were chewing the wiring. But that's what the speculators know when they go to QE Unlimited, that it's going to go up. So, of course, they start betting on that, which causes a lensing effect. But they're not the ones triggering it. I'm not defending speculators. It's just I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the scapegoating. Diane in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good. You have a question for Lindsay.
Yeah. Yes, I have a question for Lindsay. Okay. I want to know about the World War III that's being set up. Is that a maneuver to lead the nations to sign a peace agreement in a way of introducing the New World Order?
I do know that the New World Order is going to be introduced in a completely different manner than what the average American is thinking about. And that's the reason I felt such a desperate need to produce our new CD series, Secrets of the Elite, because you think that they got people, most people think they're going to bring in the New World Order one way. But no, it's the mindset of the elite until you understand it.
I know what the devil Messiah is. That's what they call it. They're taking over all the churches. They're now removing crosses. I got to get you back up this week. I know you know this, but have you heard in churches across the board, they are removing crosses now if they want the federal funds, and it's being done covertly. Consultants now run all the major churches, and they're globalists. They're Rockefeller Foundation operatives. And during the financial collapse and the wars, they're going to outlaw criticizing the Muslims first to ban free speech, and it's going to be a UN law. Am I hitting on the right area, Lindsay?
Alex, 3 years ago, please remember it back. It's in the archives of your program, The Devil's Messiah. Do you remember when I told you that they had a program that Mr. Fromm told me about?
To take the churches over.
Before Devil's Messiah program, they mentioned it by word. I gave it in detail. Now you're seeing it happen right before your eyes.
I know. Presbyterian churches all over are removing crosses. Others are doing it. I mean, I can't believe I'm in America. I mean, it's crazy. It's the government tells parents they can't pack lunches nationwide now. I had another article out where they said, and by the way, we're going to start telling you what to eat at home. I didn't even get to that. It's like the kids won't eat what we have at school because of what you're eating at home, and we're going to tell you what to eat at home. I mean, it's all just insane. It's authoritarianism, Lindsay, because the average
world order. And, Alex, they're going to bring it in such a different manner than what the average person thinks. Someone asked me on a show the other day. They said, Chaplain, why, please tell me, why would the elite destroy their own country? Now, I live with the elite. I know who they are. I should say I know most of them, many of them. I did not. There were very few of them that lived outside the United States of America. They said, why would they destroy their own country? I said, you folks, you don't understand. Please, I beg of you. You don't understand their mindset. The elite are not destroying their own country. They're taking over their own country. The name of the game is control. They want total control without confrontation. Folks, are you catching this? They want total control without protest, without revolution, without riots. They proved that they could do it on September the 13th. When the Federal Reserve did what they did, you must understand the New World Order is merely taking over the country, and then under their auspices, they'll bring it out the way that they want to.
And that's why they attack any protesters now or any free speech and act like someone photographing in public is the end of the world. It's all about dominating us ahead of the collapse. I'm going to say bye to you here in the break because we have another very informative and important guest coming in that ties into all this in studio, Ron Hubbard. But Lindsay, I'm going to talk to you during the break. I want to get you back on for an hour and a half later in the week because I've never heard you on fire like this, and it ties into all my research. I want to get you back on later in the week and continue with phone calls as well. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher, a must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Happened. It ties into what Lindsey Williams was just talking about, who, by the way, is back with us for 2 hours on Friday. He'll be on the second and third hour, Lindsey Williams, to take your calls. I know we've got callers on hold. I'll try to get to you before the hour ends. But so much is happening. I've decided to stay here in the United States during the globalist engineered meltdown. I believe if we expose them, we may be able to back them off and they won't go all the way. That's exactly what Lindsey Williams' source said. They're testing us. And I'm trying to get people to peacefully speak out and say no, to get police to say no, we're not going to be federalized, to have the states say no. And we're starting to see some of that. But if we don't, they're going to implode things to re-engineer us. Just like the Marines tear you down before they build you back up in their image. The globalists are going to tear us down but never build us back up because their image of us is in the dirt. Now, I began to look, because I'm in Tornado Alley, for a tornado shelter. And for the price of them, they're only like, you know, a foot underground or whatever. They're not good for radiological events, biological events, chemical events. You bury them 10 feet under the ground. Well, then you're really protected because I live on 9 acres, to be technical, or I guess about 9.5, outside Austin, Texas. And I've started looking, and I found Atlas Shelters. And they're not a sponsor yet, but I'm trying to get them as one. But the real reason this is happening is I'm shopping around for an underground bomb shelter that doubles as a tornado shelter because I'm in Tornado Alley. I mean, they hit us all the time. Kind of ends at about Austin, but you know, killed 30-something people in Jarrell. It's crazy. And this is a short segment, but Ron Hubbard has been one of the pioneers of the big, pretty ornate steel doors you see on fancy houses. And he's the big name on national TV shows, you name it, with I won't call them luxury, but beautiful. I don't mean to turn this into a plug for his stuff. I've just got him on to talk about it. But the reason he's here is to talk about the fact that he's selling out of these things. He's building them as fast as he can, big ones, little ones, you name it. Sold out of the big ones. He was on, got rid of all, you know, of his brochures, you name it. But the point is, he was on the TV show just a week or so ago with us and got a huge response. But the reason I've got him here in Texas, because he lives here in Texas part of the time, he's out in California, he is a Texan, is because I'm looking at one and trying to get him out to my house, because it's rock out there, to see about putting one in. So I thought, why not do an interview about this and see if TV viewers are interested like I am. And that is indeed what happened. People went crazy over it. Now, we're about to go to break here. Long segment's coming up. Ron Hubbard of Atlas Shelters, atlassurvivalshelters.com is the website. And again, we can show his site and kind of show people what he does inside of these. But you were confirming what a lot of our other expert guests, like Joel Skousen, who's, you know, the best-selling author of The Secure Home and the rest of it, he is saying that it's the elites building them under their houses. They want them where they're not known, like in Denver and places, and that there's a huge upsurge the last year. So whatever's coming, financial war, Planet Keebler, you know, I mean, whatever it is, 2012, which I don't believe in, something's going on. Briefly tell us, and thanks for coming in. I know you won't talk about your customers, but you know, obviously government, rich people, you were telling me off air it's exploded. Why are they telling you they're doing this?
Well, if you ask 10 different people, you're going to get 10 different answers. But the answer that I seem to get that I kind of buy into is coming from scientists. They believe that solar flares and radiation showers are going to be coming in towards the end of the year. And sitting there listening to them at Scientifica, I've kind of bought into that. Plus, I don't trust our government. I don't like what's going on out there, and I'm just prepared for anything. So that's why I call them an all.
I know you're nervous about this. You didn't even want to come on air. I twisted your arm into TV. I mean, are you glad you came in? Because you've done tape stuff for Discovery Channel and, you know, all those big shows. But, I mean, here you are live now, so yeah. Don't be nervous.
You put me on the spot.
No, but thanks for coming in. I mean, I know you were going to be in South Texas, so thanks for flying here.
I appreciate it.
No, it's just that, I mean – So they're telling you for that reason. Why else are they telling you?
People buy shelters because they want to be secure. They want some safety. If you buy insurance in case they're going to have an accident, you have the peace of mind. People are buying shelters because they want peace of mind. If something happened right now and you had to go underground for 14 days, where would you go, Alex? You don't have an answer to that, do you?
No.
So there's going to be the haves and the have-nots. The people we always hear about, zombies out there, well, those are the people that don't have shelters, don't have food, don't have water, okay? Well, the people that have the shelters are the non-zombies. These are the people that are going to be the survivors.
All right, stay there and break this down when we come back. The difference between a tornado shelter and a bomb shelter, a fallout shelter like the types you have. And again, the fact that the elite are buying these as fast as you can make them. Why is that happening? I mean, all I know is they're doing it from all my sources. So that's just another intel indicator. Why do they have regular army running checkpoints all over the country right now? Well, they say they're getting ready to hit Iran. I don't know if that's the case. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce for the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
We are back live, and I'm here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on over 120 AM and FM stations, simulcast on XM 166, streaming audio and video at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as PrisonPlanet.tv. We use the InfoWar to fight back against the globalists trying to set up their prison planet. Now, again, I did drag Ron in there. That's why I was thanking him earlier. He thought I was saying that he wasn't doing a good job. He said no to Jay Leno's show. He's on Storage Wars, Doomsday Preppers. He's got shows coming out on Decoded, Shipping Wars. Why are you of all the manufacturers, I guess you're the biggest and most, why are you so hot? I mean, you're telling me about how many TV shows, you name it, are trying to get you on, and how was I able to get you in here? I guess because I'm going to buy a shelter.
Well, I like you, first of all, and I listen to you. But the reason I'm popular right now is because I took what is conceived as a bomb shelter, which is something doom and gloom, and I've turned it into nicer than most apartments. It's like a home down there. So people that are buying them, I'm trying to convince them that the shelter's not only an emergency shelter, but it's a place that you can use as a retreat, a cabin, a second home.
It's always cool if it's below 7 feet underground.
It's 10 feet underground. It stays around 65 degrees. It's nice. It's climate controlled. And it's enjoyable. And they're not claustrophobic. They're quite roomy down there.
Well, I'm going to try to get one of the big roomy ones, but by the way, we crashed your website. We've got it up on a version that we haven't refreshed, or it's crashed. AtlasSurvivalShelters.com has crashed. You ever had your website crash before?
No, that's the first time.
I warned you. I said, now listen, you go on the TV, that's seen by hundreds of thousands. This is 3 million listeners right now. Yeah. So they crash people's websites. Man, I had so many questions to get into here. When you deal with mainstream television, I know sometimes they try to make a joke out of it, but the military's digging in, the establishment's buying. Did you see where they've now bought 1.6 million bullets?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
What do you think's going on with that?
Well, they apparently know. You know what? It's, our government is building shelters for itself, and they're not building shelters for us. And they know something that other governments know, but they're taking care of their citizens. Russia's building 6,000 bomb shelters. America's building bomb shelters, but they're not telling the public that they're building bomb shelters for us.
That's right. Switzerland and Russia and every other country, they build them for their people, and they're very nice and have two-year supplies and things in them, in the case of Switzerland, and the government gives them hand grenades, rocket launchers, and machine guns by law, you know, in these bunkers, and they got to have machine guns at home. Here, though, our fallout shelter, tell folks about that. The government designates the underground parking garages.
Well, If you get a shelter, if you're interested in buying a shelter, okay, and you buy a shelter from a company that's registered with the Department of Defense, as I tried to years ago, this is how I ended in the business, you have to register with the government to get a permit for the shelter. And I'm like, well, this is who I'm trying to protect myself from in case our government does go corrupt. I don't want.
So that's how you went from being a big manufacturer of steel doors that you still do into these, because you couldn't get one yourself.
Well, I could get one myself, but you got to register and get a permit with the government. Well, then the government knows where all the caches of food is. I don't want them to know about it. So I make shelters, and I'm not registered with the Department of Defense. So when I do a shelter, nobody's going to know about it but you and me.
What if somebody wants to pull up with their own 18-wheeler, buy one, and then you don't even know where it goes?
I actually don't keep a record of where they go. If somebody came and put a gun to my head right now and said, where are all the shelters? I honestly couldn't tell them to save my life.
How many do you install versus how many just roll off into the mist?
Some people put in their own shelters, and I never see or hear from the people again. Other people want me to fly a contractor out there to install and hook up all the septic and water tanks and the plumbing, the electrical, the cameras.
How many years ago did you start looking for a shelter and then get into the business?
4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. And then again, what then spurred you as a successful businessman and builder to want to get one yourself?
First of all, the concrete shelters are $2-3 million. And I don't have $2-3 million to spend on a shelter. So the other shelters I went and looked at, they were basically just boxes buried 2 feet underground. But in the summer here in Texas, it's 106 degrees. You go down there, you're 2 feet under the surface. Well, it's 110 degrees down there. You'll cook. At best, it's a tornado shelter. So the best shelters I found are the deeper. The deeper you go, the better off you are. So I try to at least get all my shelters 10 feet deep so I could control the climate. Plus, they're blast-proof. If you have a 1 megaton bomb go off a mile in the air and you're at ground zero in one of my shelters, the way it's designed, you're supposed to survive that.
And for most of you don't know, they detonate the hydrogen bombs at about a half mile to a mile to have a large radius flashpoint. People say, well, what if they drop the bomb on me? The point is, that's why shelters protect you. They don't drop the hydrogen or atomic bombs at ground zero because it doesn't have one-tenth the kill radius.
No, they detonate them at a mile altitude.
If they're bombing Iranian nuke bunkers, they will be bunker busting. Yeah, those will go in.
Those will be ground level. And that will not be inhabited for a long time.
Yeah, it will release. And for those that don't know, it will then all the metal in the ground will then throw off horrible isotopes, which will make Fukushima look like a cakewalk.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, side issue. That's why I want my bunker. In fact, unfortunately, I'm running out of time here.
Yeah.
Anyways, well, you're going to have time to go out to my house?
There's enough time before the end of the year to get a shelter if you're really interested in one.
Well, I mean, look, they may hit Iran after that, whatever. The world's just so crazy. If the government's buying bunkers and 1.6 million rounds of ammo.
Our government's done. We're prepared. Our government's got the bunkers in. They stopped buying up the air filtration systems months ago.
Yeah, you were telling me that a year or so ago.
You couldn't get the air. Yeah, you couldn't get the air. Government's buying them up. Now you can get the air system, so they're prepared. So now they're getting the food. They bought a billion rations of food. They're buying all this. They're buying all the ammunition.
I don't think it's 2012, bro. They're getting ready for World War III.
Well, I've always known that Israel needs to take care of Iran, and if they don't, we got to do something. And the reprisals is going to be hell to pay. So,
but I mean, if Iran gets a nuke, Israel's got 400 of them. I mean, they've got any missile systems. I mean, why start the war? Secretary of Defense, former Secretary of Defense Gates says we shouldn't do that. Says it'll be a catastrophe.
We have to eliminate the threat. If Obama doesn't do it, Romney will, if he's elected.
Do you think then the threat goes down if Romney gets elected?
Well,
I think it goes up.
Iran has to be dealt with. There's no ifs, ands, or buts around it. We got to deal with them.
Well, I know this. If I
now or deal with them once they got the nuke.
If I wasn't look. All I know is that why does Iran keep saying rhetoric like they're going to blow this and that up? I mean, it's like asking for it.
Well, that's how crazy they are over there.
Well, about 75% of their people in international polls are actually pro-America. They hate their government.
I know.
Now they're going to hate us.
You don't see the ones with the money and the concern. You know, actually, there's a good market for me in Iran. But I can't build shelters in Israel and sell them to Iran. So the only place I can build shelters over there is in Jordan, and then I can sell them to Iran and Israel.
That's right. You were telling me huge operations now with Israel.
I'm working on it right now.
Yeah.
Those people really have something to fear. They. That's going to be a good market. But I don't think there's time for me to get in there right now.
That's what you told me on the phone. Yeah.
It's too late. I've told them. I think it's too late. The bombs will be flying before I can get over there and get set by December.
And just since I've been twiddling my thumbs the last 2 weeks, you sold out all the big ones. How long do you can make me one of the big ones?
Since you're special, I'll get you one before the end of the year. But if people don't get their orders in now, it's going to be tough to. And I can't guarantee I can get everybody.
I just can't believe that we've legitimately got to talk about this.
I know, isn't it?
Crazy? I mean, I'm getting to the point where my wife's like, we got to have a bomb shelter. I mean,
The people that come in scare me now because they all, some got these crazy ideas, but it's the ones that are legitimate that are in the military and that are scientists that they tell me the reasons why. And I go, you know what? You just scared me. And they give me little bumps on my arm. It's like, you know what? I thought I was doing something that was hopefully never needed, but you really make me feel like I'm going to need this sooner than later. I hope I never have to use the shelter other than the hunting cabin I'm using it for now. But, We'll find out soon.
Well, that's the thing. It is like a second home or an addition because when it is below 7 feet, you bury them at 20 feet, so the top's 10 feet.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes with the thermal line.
The thermal break.
So it stays about 65 degrees?
Like a wine cellar. That's why wine cellars are buried like that, to keep the wine at that constant temperature. And that's the same with the shelters. As long as the air is moving, you'll maintain 65 degree temperature or thereabout.
And these are less than one-tenth one of the big concrete shelters.
Oh, yeah, those concrete shelters.
Well, hopefully your site goes back up so people can look at them, atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Do make sure they click on the shelter models because it seems like my website's been, I've been told it's hard to navigate, but on the homepage there's really good pictures.
No, it's not hard to navigate. It's just big.
Well,
That's why I call it.
I have over 1,000 pictures on my website. I don't leave any imagination to the mind. I show how they're installed. I show the septic systems, the battery systems, the generators, the air filtration systems. Blast hatches, escape.
Well, that was why I ended up getting a hold of you because I always search out the research and reviews say is the best, and you're the guy that builds something that's really livable, not a death trap. I mean, if nukes go off and you got to stay in there a month and a half, nobody's staying in some little storm shelter for a month and a half.
Nicer than an RV. It's 10 feet wide in there. You've got over 7 foot ceilings. It doesn't feel like a box.
Guys, I know we saved some of the site, luckily, before it went down. Can you put some of those up? Some of those graphics we've got just showing the different designs.
Look at the pictures of all the families.
Were you married under the house?
In there.
Now, continuing with this, so how many of these can you manufacture a day?
If I really ramp it up, two or three a day. I'm ramping it up right now. I'll just put it that way. I can't tell you how many are in the ground, where they're at. I mean, that's confidential. I wouldn't even tell you. It's just, I just hope I can meet the demand.
And all this because you're a successful builder and you wanted one and they wanted to register you to get one.
Well, that was part of the reason, but there was other features. They only had one way in and one way out. Well, my shelters have one way in and two ways out. They have a back door. They have an escape tunnel that if somebody found your hatch and tried to block you, you could go out through a tunnel that comes out through the back of the shelter and comes up underground through what's called a reverse hatch that opens down, and then you could dig your way up to the surface. So I wanted a way to escape if I got trapped by...
Well, that's why I like that's why I actually went to you is that... I want to be able to defend it, and I know you have camera systems, you name it, but then there's also the fact, as you said, the escape hatch goes to where they don't know because there's a foot or so of dirt and grass. I mean, that's totally concealable.
And if you ever use that, unfortunately, somebody's fighting for the life. You know, it may be you, it may be them, but it gives you a chance to defend yourself or escape if somebody found your hatch and was trying to break into it. Now, the other thing, if somebody found the hatch, between the hatch and the living quarters, there's a room, this airtight room. I call it the decontamination room. It's not truly a decontamination room where you go down there and undress and get all the germs off and go through an air vent. It's actually it's an airlock between the blast hatch and the living quarters. So if you had to run a generator down there, you could. Or if you had dogs and they were going all over the place, you can put them in that room. See, that's another thing. Where are you going to bring your dogs? If you have to go down, you're going to leave your dogs up top? Well, I have dogs. I want to bring my dogs down. So I wanted to have a room where the dogs could live. And when they're pooping all over the place, I can close the door and it's airtight. I don't have to smell their, you know what. So I added the decontamination room, I added the escape tunnel to the basic living quarters, and then I wanted storage, lots of storage. So I put 3 feet of storage underneath the floor. So when you're living in the shelter, you're not living among a bunch of boxes and water bottles and whatever. Everything is under the floor. It stays clean up top. So I like that.
I like it, too. That's why. So what happens? I guess you give them the specs. It gets shipped out here, and then I'm going to have to blast because of the Texas ground, the limestone.
I've got 12 standard models of shelters, anywhere from 20 feet up to 51 feet, anywhere from $35,000 up to $86,000, which is my 51-footer. But another thing that's neat about the shelters, as you saw, they have a master bedroom on one end. You got a 22-foot den in the middle with a kitchen. Then you got private guest quarters, and then you got a private bathroom. So it feels more like a manufactured house than a pipe that I've turned into a bomb shelter.
And you also found from the studies this is the government certified type of metal. That way, it's found even in blast. It moves. It's one of the strongest structures out there.
I'm using galvanized corrugated pipe, the same stuff that runs under the highways now. The engineer's testing shows that it's rated up to 42 feet of dirt cover. It's got up to a 200-year lifespan. But if you put it...
And this system was what they used in the nuke testing. Tell me about that.
Yeah. Oak Ridge Laboratories in 1948 to 52, I believe it was doing the nuke testing out in the Nevada desert. Well, they had to crawl in something, so they buried galvanized culvert pipe, and they went down there and set off the nukes. So as the ground slap came through, the shelter moved, but it's designed for earthquakes and movement. That's why they're designed the way they are. So they said, hey, this would make a great shelter. So they just took it, and then they just put it underground. You crawl in the pipe. Well, I had the idea of just go ahead and put in the floors, laminate them, put removable centerboard so you can put your food under the floor, put bunk beds in there, and then I started fancying them up. I said, you know what? If I'm going to use this on the weekends, I don't want to sleep with a bunch of other people. So I put a master bedroom on one side with a door and put the
Well, here's my thinking. Here's my thinking for it. Let's say there's a 20% chance there's going to be nuclear fallout from blowing up those reactors, which they admit when they blow the reactors up, it's going to make Chernobyl and all of it with Fukushima look like child's play. And our media just raises the radiation level and says what's safe now. I've actually looked, because I love my daughters and my son, to sending my wife for a year to the Southern Hemisphere. And I guess I'm just going to take one for the team and stay here. Cancer rates will go up if that nuclear physicist is gone, especially if you get a hot particle. That stuff blows around and around the world. That's why the Northern Hemisphere has more than doubled the radiation because of nuclear testing in the Northern Hemisphere in the last 60 years. So my issue is, especially in that first month, do I send them, get them on a plane and send them to the Southern Hemisphere? I guess something like Chile is what we're looking at. I'm serious. Chile is about the best in South America. Do I send my wife and kids to Chile, try to talk some family was going with them so I could stay here?
Are you
going to
get them back?
Or do I, for a month, we go into the bunker? I mean, at least put them in there and they can, you know, what? Because, I mean, it's serious. This is not a joke. But let's say it's more than 20% chance it's going to happen. My issue is, down the road, I sell my little farmhouse and everything. I see this as a major improvement with all sorts of folks that want a concealed, blast-proof bunker that's fully livable. I mean, I just see it as a win-win-win, and I've decided to pull the trigger.
Well, it's a long-term investment. Whether you use it or not, the shelter's going to last for many, many generations. So I think everyone that listens to your show would agree that something's coming down the highway one day. Have you ever asked them, do you think America will be here in 100 years? What's your thought on that? I mean, I get asked that, and I'm like, well, I sure hope it is.
I don't know. I just got guns, horrible food, and all the rest of it, and I'm drinking my own Kool-Aid here. I mean, look, I've got life insurance, too, even though there probably won't be banks if it all collapses.
Well, your shelter is your new life insurance. That's the kind of life insurance if you die, your family's taken care of. This is the kind of life insurance that keeps your family alive and you.
No, I know. But, I mean, I'm just here because it's interesting radio. I mean, again, I said, hey, let's have you on TV so you can answer my questions on air. You know, kind of kill two birds with one stone. I do that a lot. I promote whatever I'm looking at, whatever I think is interesting. You know, now, you know, you're here on this show. Once you're off, there's going to be 100 questions that I had remembered I wanted to ask you, thinking about you coming into town. But here you are.
The question I get asked the most, how long can I live in your shelter? Well, how long can you live in your house? As long as the food and the water last, you can live in the shelter. And how claustrophobic is it? It's much more roomier than an RV. If you're living in an RV, those are, what, 7.5, 8 feet wide? Well, this is 10 feet wide. How long do I need to live down there if a bomb goes off? Well, it depends what kind of bomb.
Answer those questions when we come back. And the website's down, folks, but 855-4-BUNKERS is the number. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Website's down. AtlasSurvivalShelters.com, and his phone started ringing off the hook. He's got it forwarded. You're the guy, even though you have a pretty big company, you field almost all the phone calls, even when you're out of town. So when people call 855-4-BUNKERS, 855-4-BUNKERS, you can answer their questions. But don't call too much, folks, because I've got questions. How long are you in Texas?
I'll be here till tomorrow. Now I'm heading back to California.
You're here in Austin till tomorrow. Well, yeah. I mean, tonight's, I guess, the night. I probably need to get you out to my house.
But
I've got a creek that runs through my property. And you were saying, well, I mean, the house is built on one side. And I guess that is the only issue, is you don't want to build where it's a floodplain.
The concern is the water table. You can't put a shelter in a water table. So since we dig a 21-foot hole and we put 12 inches of crushed gravel on the bottom for kind of like a leach field, and then we put the shelter in, then 10 foot of dirt on top of it. We got to be able to dig down 21 feet and not hit a water table. Otherwise, you're going to have to go to what's called a watertight shelter, which I make those as well, but those are made out of smooth steel. See, watertight is like a submarine. Submarine's watertight. You can submerge it and it won't leak. The galvanized corrugated pipe, those are what's called waterproof. That means you can get them wet, but they're not watertight. So if you submerge them, you can sprout some leaks. So when I have the pipe rolled from the manufacturer, I'm probably the only person that does this, I have them squirt silicone in the joints. So it's waterproof as I can. So I'm trying to make it watertight. But if you put it where water's going to creak in, you can sprout a leak in a corrugated pipe shelter. So.
Yeah, that's why we have to have it looked at. I've also thought about just somewhere in the area buying another little piece of property that's a high and then putting it in there.
Well, you could.
That's what we looked at, because talking to Joel Scales and other experts, they said, well, if you have to live closer into the city, then you've got a place that's really rural, and then that's where you put your hidden stuff. But then I'm concerned about getting there if all Hades breaks loose.
Well, I mean, you can get there by bike or you can walk. I mean, you got to have a bug-out plan. And then,
yeah.
I'm sure your house isn't that far from where we're at right now, so you can make it. I mean, a person can walk 40, 50 miles a day easy. It's just when you know something bad is happening, you need to get to that shelter quick before the civil unrest starts, which it will be within 48, 72 hours.
Now, I'm about 20 miles outside town.
You can walk 20 miles.
I know, but my issue is if there's not a place there to stick one of these, then my issue is, do I get a little piece of property in a farmhouse even further out in the middle of nowhere? Because they say you want to be off the main roads, and I'm pretty close to a main road. But then I guess I can bury a shelter out there, because if you're in a...
Well, I'd put you in one of my prepper communities that I'm starting, but I don't have one near Austin right now because of the limestone is so hard to dig in. So I'm looking towards West Texas, where I can dig deep.
You've already got one in what, Arizona?
Arizona.
You won't say where?
No, I can't tell anybody. You'd have to buy a shelter, then you'd have to be taken there by blindfold. And if you don't want to be part of it, you're not going to even know where it is to get back to it. You got to leave your cell phones. There's no way to track it. I'm protecting the secrecy of my customers. There's no way I'm going to...
You're an interesting guy. I got to get... Wow, man, I tell you. Briefly, because we said we'd answer, and this hour is almost over, Mr. Hubbard, get into blast. I mean, generally, what is it, about a month and a half with the average hydrogen bomb that goes off that you need to stay underground?
No. There's this 10-7 rule that every 7 hours, 90% of the fallout is gone. So in 49 hours, 99% of the fallout is gone. So people say, how long do I got to stay underground? Is it 2 weeks? Well, if the fallout is 99% evaporated, you can come out in 2 days. I mean, Hiroshima is inhabitable. Nagasaki is inhabitable today because it's an airburst. So the fallout that went with the prevailing winds went out to sea, as far as I know. And the people started living there right afterwards, immediately. So it depends on the type of bomb that goes off. It depends on what you can do.
All right. Well, I got a lot of questions for you. I got to go shoot the nightly news. I've got another guest on. I'll try to get you on that one. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.